All right, time for Super Cross Talk. I actually have to cut out early today, but I wanted to ask George Sinano something before I go.
Yep.
Sinano, did you hear the discussion about what happened between Peter Burns and Ben Watson?
I saw the video, yeah.
Okay, so if I were to say to you on the air, we were talking about clothes that you and I wore to some TV event.
Right.
And you wore a light suit and I wore a dark suit. And I said, hey, Sinano, you're the only one who wore a light suit today. And you say to me, yeah, well, as long as Kelly says it's cool, I'm good with it. And I say, well, that's not what she told me. Are we at odds? Do you have an issue with that?
You and I have known each other long enough to be able to laugh that off. I don't know right. What their relationship is outside of work.
Yeah. Very odd to me that caused a rift. But it did, and he apologized for it today publicly, and
yeah.
I guess they've made up, and they're coming back. I just can't imagine. I mean, we know each other. We know each other's wives. Not well, but well enough where you know I would never intentionally insult Kelly or
yeah.
you.
Yeah. But again, their relationship may not be what yours and mine is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, true.
He may have just overreached on that relationship. and then, you know,
apparently.
And listen. I'm not trying to get Benjamin Watson, who was an NFL tight end for a decade, mad either, though. That's the other part.
Good point. Hey, and before I go, what did you think of the other thing about, did you see the video of the fan that got tackled at the Rose Bowl?
I did not see that video.
Okay, so go at some point today, go to my Twitter and look at the last tweet I did.
Okay.
Basically, the story was, guy runs out on the field, probably a challenge drunk, and a security guard, one of the Yellow Jackets, gets a running start from about 20 yards away and
lays I just
like
saw
a free
it now.
Safety. Okay. So my question is, does the guy who ran on the field have a case for assault?
No.
Or does he give up his rights the minute he trespasses?
100% you give up your right the minute you trespass and you go on. It literally says it on the back of your ticket.
Right. And I think everybody knows that once you violate that, Tim Harris, my boss at the Lakers, has a good way of saying this. He goes, think of it as a pool. If you're a participant, you stay in the pool and you don't get out. If you're a fan, you stay out of the pool and you don't get in.
Right.
I think that's probably an easy way to explain it. But boy, Jacob was just here, and he says the guy hit him so hard he could probably get some money out of it.
You know what's interesting, John, that you see that in football games a ton, right? You know, and maybe when we were kids, there was that, what was the kissing bandit, Morgana, I guess, or whatever her name
sure.
was, on baseball. You don't really see that in basketball very much because, for the most part, I feel like the arena security is, first of all, it's a lot smaller.
Right.
And it just feels a lot tighter. And I'm glad that that's the case. But it is interesting that you don't see that at basketball games.
But right didn't now. We have that person, that woman who tried to like super glue herself down to the floor?
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
kind of the one incident, the one in Minnesota, because they were protesting the owner there. But
Chicken
that's
Ranch
kind
or
of
something.
It.
That, what was it? Yeah.
Chicken farm that he
really?
Owns or something
yeah.
like that.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
The protests right, so don't work on the masses.
Yeah, this is something you can appreciate. They just changed my bus time. I have to be on a 4:15 bus. So do me a favor and take over the Super Crosstalk. And you guys all have a great Thanksgiving.
Guess what?
Well, tell
Super
me you have to go now, too.
Supercross Talk is about to get a whole lot stupider.
Yeah.
Good.
There's no question about that.
All right, take it away, folks. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
See
Luck.
You, too, bro.
Later,
bye, John.
Ireland. So didn't the Rams also have a thing this year where, I'm trying to remember, was it Bobby Wagner? And who was the other linebacker that had just signed with the Rams that week, and they took down a fan?
It was during like a primetime game.
So I'm kind of a zero tolerance person for stuff like this. Like, if this guy probably had no ulterior motive, he's not going to do anything. He's just being a guy, got a dare, and ooh, this is fun. But I normally don't think if you let one guy do it, then everyone's going to do it. But in this case, if you let one guy do it, then everyone's going to do it. You got to like arrest him. You got to take him out. Like, otherwise, everybody in this era of like going viral and TikTok and Instagram, doesn't this feel like what everyone will do now?
Lindsay just texted in our group chat that's the guy Cappy went all Rome on.
Yeah, but I can't remember his name.
Tackled him.
Yeah, but I can't remember his name.
I remember his name. You were going off on him for
yeah,
2 minutes.
But his
is Laura there? Because Laura can probably find that rant. Because I want Ramona and Jorge and
Tack McKinley. It's
Tack
McKinley.
Yeah, there was this. There was this
game. Check yourself, Tack McKinley.
Yeah, totally check yourself, bro. But it wasn't really about the checking yourself. Wasn't about
was about something else.
No,
it was about him arguing with his teammate.
He got into a big argument on the sideline with his teammate, and I was like, bro, you just got here this week.
Yeah.
So what strategically could you be arguing with one of your teammates about on the sideline that would get into that kind of a thing? And then I told him, George, straight up for real, you need to check yourself, bro.
Check yourself, bro.
That's right.
So I'm not a big ranter, George. I don't know if you, like, I don't really get that worked up about too many things that I can rant.
No, you don't rant?
Last night at about 11:30, I realized that I went on a rant yesterday on the show, Greg. Do you remember this?
I do remember this.
And I was like, did I really go
crosstalk?
Tell me what kind of rant.
Starbucks for being out of the peppermint mochas.
Oh, you did. Oh, I heard this.
I went on this for a while.
You were really passionate about such a thing.
Like, what, did I just go full Karen? Was that like a straight up Karen moment right there?
I mean, it might have been.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
I had this like, what do you think, Greg? Was I full Karen right there? I mean, I was trying to make a point about the T-Swift tickets and the Ticketmaster, but it was coming from a place of me being annoyed every time I order the Starbucks. At any Starbucks in Los Angeles right now, you cannot get the peppermint syrup.
And why is this?
It's got to be
supply chain issues? Yeah, is that the deal?
That's what everybody says now. Oh, man, nothing works.
Can't get one of those hot dog candy canes to, like, you know, swirl it around in there?
No. You know, I tried something.
Yeah, which is?
I added some Irish cream syrup to this today to make it it tastes a little like the peppermint mocha.
Yeah.
What is
the base drink?
It's just an iced mocha.
Oh, iced mocha.
I wanted the peppermint mocha, and this is like what you guys advertise every year as a seasonal flavor.
And now it's not
here. You just can't keep it in stock. Like somebody was just unprepared.
Is there any leftover pumpkin?
Do this.
Yeah,
do
there
this.
Is. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Just say this. Check yourself, Starbucks.
No, check yourself, bro.
Starbucks.
No, check yourself, bro. And then, George, now you know that I like this one now. Add this, Ramon, at the end. Check yourself, bro. Do better, Starbucks.
Do better. Oh, I like that one too.
Do better, Starbucks.
Yeah.
So I like am picturing. Wrong. I'm like, first of all, I just went. That was a very first world problems rant that I had.
Okay.
Like, where's the peppermint mochas?
Yeah.
Like what? That was like a real thing for me.
Yeah.
Wrong. So it's more of a check yourself, Momo. Like get over your privilege,
okay.
right?
Check
like
yourself, sister.
Yeah. But also,
do better, Momo.
But do better. But also, like. Now, then it got me thinking, can you just imagine the emails going around Starbucks headquarters?
Oh, yeah.
Like the regional headquarters, like, oh, come on, we got to get the peppermint syrup.
Right, we're losing money by the day.
Did you hear this lady on LA radio? She's calling attention to this.
Right.
Our customers are going to go to Coffee Bean.
They probably are like, did you hear that Karen on ESPN? I don't know what that lady's name is, but we just call her Karen around here.
What do you think, Laura?
Look, listen, I've been saying I'm going to give up Starbucks. I just mobile ordered something. Like
I know,
you did just now?
Me too.
I mean, not like right now. I forgot to pick it up. And I'm like, oh, I should have probably picked it up like 15, 20 minutes ago.
I literally walked into the Starbucks downstairs here at LA Live today. I was going to get a little something.
Yeah.
Just a little
something.
Just a little vanilla latte to spark me up for the afternoon, right?
It's a long drive, yeah.
So I walk in. There's a little bit of a line.
Uh-huh.
I decide to walk out.
Mobile order all the way.
And so I think to myself, upstairs here in the radio station, we got this really, really fancy coffee machine that I never use.
Yeah.
So I walk back towards the kitchen and I see Stephanie, who kind of runs this operation now, right? And she says, I say, hey, how you doing? I'm about to get some coffee. Need anything? She's like,
wrong.
Oh, no. They took the coffee machine out today.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
Boo.
Right. And so here I was. I'd already come up. I'm not going to go back downstairs. I'm not going to wait in line. Mobile order. I don't mobile order.
You want something
what do you
I can
mean
mobile,
a mobile
order.
You know
why
what?
Why wouldn't you mobile order? Why do you go there and wait?
I still vote in person, George. I was a non-mobile orderer
for a long time, Cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For a long time, I was like, no, I just can't get into the mobile order thing. And now, like, what was I doing? It's the only thing I do now.
Wait, so let me just understand the mobile order. Because I do the call ahead.
No, you can't do call ahead here.
Mobile order is like, listen, let me show you my app.
Okay. I know. I was like opening my app too.
All right. Okay, we're
going
to go to the Starbucks app.
Yeah. Okay.
And we have everything here. We have my computer is hooked up. My card is hooked up to it. You got the menu. You got the points.
Okay.
So like today I got it basically for free.
It's not.
And then you order it and it'll be like, thanks Ramona, your order will be ready in 7 minutes. Now, sometimes it's not ready in 7 minutes.
No. It's like 37 minutes sometimes.
Oh, really?
So what I usually do is I usually order the same things over and over so that when I'm driving in, I can do it without having to like modify things and it's unsafe while I'm driving. I can just go click, click, previous order, click, click. Okay, done.
Yep.
Because it's not unsafe.
So like
the way
20
you're
minutes,
it?
Like when I'm at a stoplight or something.
Oh,
like
okay,
gotcha. 20 minutes out, I usually put the order in.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So that when I walk in there, it's ready. It's just sitting out there waiting for me so I can get here 5 minutes before the show or whatever it is, walk up to the Starbucks, grab my order, and go up to the radio station and be like, hey, what's up, everybody? And I usually send a text beforehand and say, does anybody else want anything?
You do.
Yeah, that's she very does. Sweet of you.
If
very
I'm doing
nice.
Our show.
Yeah.
So like, it, now I can't go back. Like the idea of ever waiting in the line again is a non-starter.
Oh man, I am. I got to get on this thing because I don't really go to Starbucks.
Oh well, still, you know, most people
we don't
do it
go
that
there
way.
Because it's good. We go there because it's here.
Oh, convenience. Go there because it's here.
Convenience.
Got it. I know. I've got this thing like stuck in my head. What's the guy's name on Shark Tank, Mr. Wonderful? What's that guy's name?
I don't know. Watch that.
Do you know? Do you know what I'm talking about? Kevin O'Leary.
Yeah, the bald guy.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about though. At least.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He has this
picture.
He had. I once heard him say this. He's like. $4.50 for a cup of coffee.
It's stupid.
He's like, why would I ever do that? He said, you can make a cup of coffee at your house that's just as good for like 25 cents, 30 cents. And I was like, yeah.
It's true.
Why do I do that? And I was doing like $4.50 a day, five times a week. And when I started to really add it all up, I did this exercise for you, Laura. This is how I pretty much got you off of Starbucks for a while.
For like a week.
I started to do the math for her. She spends like $2,500 a year at Starbucks.
Yeah.
It's a lot. Oh, that's a lot.
Momo, if we make like...
That is a lot when you add it up.
Well, a cup of coffee a day is basically like $1,600,
$1,700.
It's a year. If you do 365 days.
Dang, and we're all complaining about like monthly subscriptions to Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh man, the price is going up.
I'm convinced that Starbucks put something in the coffee to like make it more addictive.
It's not that it's good.
It's
not fine. Great.
It's
like
strong.
I'm saying.
Like I do the iced coffee at home too. I'll make my own iced coffee at home. But I also like sometimes when I get down here before the show, you know, it's like midday is perfect time for a nap. Like I just want a little sugar and a little pick me up.
Yeah.
Like that's and it's like chocolatey and wonderful and it's got oat milk and I don't like when I just make like the coffee at home, it's not as like
fancy.
Yummy. Yeah, fancy.
It's not made with as much love, is what you're saying.
That's right, and it's also here, and it comes in a nice cup, and I don't have to like find a mug at home and wash it and bring it and you know throw it away afterward. You know, it's convenient.
I feel you.
You know,
I
you can
you.
Buy those coffee cups that like Starbucks and all these companies use. You can just buy them in bulk on like Amazon.
I know,
you
know but they, then I'd have to. What am I gonna keep it in my car?
No, you throw it out. They're disposable.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Keep a whole stack of them in my car from when I get down here.
It's
I actually
no different
bought
than
a bunch.
Having like paper plates at home.
Yeah.
You know?
I
all
bought
of
a bunch
these things you're saying make sense
them.
To me. And yet,
yep.
I'm still going to do it.
See? And I learned today that I'm going to have to get the app because not only do I feel dumb about going
Wait,
in and
are
ordering.
Are you serious?
You don't
you never
have
use
the
app?
Not one time ever.
What
I don't even have
hell?
It.
Once you do it, you will never not do it.
I don't have it.
Again, you're talking to someone who barely drinks coffee and I have the app.
I don't have it. And what bothers me about it now is that there's a reward system.
Yes,
there's a point
there
system,
is.
You know?
Exactly.
So, like, if I go to Jersey Mike's, I have to put my phone number
I
in.
I know.
Because I'm eventually getting
out.
A free sandwich.
Today, I had a free coffee today because it was all my stars built up.
Nice.
All my rewards. Look, I'm convinced that all of these apps...
Every
$500,
you get a free cup
exactly.
of coffee.
All of these things are about... When you have money and real cash in your wallet, and then you have no cash in your wallet, you are aware that you have spent it. When you have it on the app and it's your distance from the actual money and the actual cash and like maybe you'll check your credit card statement a couple weeks later, you just forget that you spend it. It's like it's not real to you.
Do you have your credit card set up so that as soon as you swipe it, it hits your phone and you go, you just spent $43.23. Do you have that?
Not on everything.
Do you guys
no,
do that?
No, I have it on expenses over a certain amount.
Yeah, so like my Amex card, any swipe right away tells me what
that's
I spent.
That's good. You should always be aware of when you're spending money because when you're not aware of it, you just spend more.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
true. I don't care. I'm like, oh, I spent that? Okay.
I got to get this Starbucks app. Yesterday, I got a new app. What was the app we got yesterday? What was the name
Hive.
Of that one?
Hive.
Hive. I got
that?
Hive.
Hive is the new Twitter, Momo. Get on don't the Hive. Ask. Get in the Hive.
We don't know if it's the new Twitter. We just know that it's
first
an alternative.
Of all, Twitter's not going anywhere, guys. I
well,
know everybody was
like
RIP
better,
Twitter, either. And as if this is my last post, let's make it great. You know,
but
like,
here's the thing, Momo.
Anywhere.
You can be the NBA person on Hive. You beat everybody else there.
Sign up and get your name while it's still available.
Yeah,
yeah, I got
no
my name.
Underscores.
I don't know. It doesn't work
got
that way.
Sedano
like
in Hive.
All right, maybe I'll sign up for it just for you guys, but like nobody's like Twitter's not going to go away.
Nope.
It's just going to get a little weird.
A little.
I mean, it's already gotten
it's
a little.
It's already kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
It's gotten weirder. Yeah.
Where are you going now, Ramona?
Home.
Oh, really?
Why?
I don't, because you have kind of a look like you may don't, maybe you don't want to leave.
No,
like, you have the kind of look like you're like, you know what?
4 hours.
I'm good to stay. Like, I'm good to hang around.
You know, like, the truth is, I've had a long day. It's nice to see you. You never get to see me in person. Yeah. I never get to see you in person. It is nice to see you. You could probably talk me into staying for like 5 more minutes or chatting during the break. But then I got to go.
Yeah, I know.
Because I got little babies at home and they're cuter than you.
Daniel, right?
So cute, baby.
They are cuter than you. No offense.
No, none taken. They are cute. I saw the pictures earlier.
I know. He's like a smiley baby.
I squeeze that baby.
Yeah.
I want to hold that baby, hug that baby, and squeeze that baby.
I came home today in between my PT in the morning and leaving for the radio show just to like snuggle him for like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Boom. I was like, I could have gone straight to the radio station and hung out. And I was like, no, I want to snuggle him for like 15 more minutes.
Squeeze that cheeks, you know, his legs, probably his feet.
And stuff.
Probably want to grab his feet.
Anything. I mean, who else can you like give like little, you know, you like do their to their tummy and you go like that on their tummy. And they laugh and he thinks it's so cool. And he just wants to pull my hair all the time right now. Like, I can't just go up to somebody and do that on their tummy.
No.
Except for like my own kid.
Yeah.
No.
And Daniel doesn't really think that's fun anymore.
What happens if I want to do that to your little baby? Like, is that weird? But like,
if you ask me first, it might be okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Always got to ask.
You got to ask first. Can't just dive in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't get to hold babies that much anymore.
You can't do that to a stranger. At least with Ramona, you know her.
Yeah. We know each other. You could like snuggle him, but you'd have to be like, hey, you know, I'm just going to do my thing with the baby. Yeah. All right. That's cool.
Yeah.
Grab his little butt, his feet, his legs, you know, his arms, his hands.
Eat his toes.
I would totally eat his toes.
Yeah. He loves when you do the like, when you do the thing on his tummy, and he's like, like, he loves that.
See, Mateo still digs that. Not as much anymore, but I got to get him like by surprise.
Hey, you watching this Ben Simmons game, George?
I am going to turn it on right now, actually. Is it on?
Apparently no one cares.
Yeah, I'm not watching.
I'm following the tweets. He went up into the stands and was like signing autographs in the stands and taking selfies with fans. And like, they didn't really even boo him. It was just whatever.
Yeah.
Well, but during the game they will.
Yeah, oh, they'll definitely boo him during the game. It'll be fun.
Yeah. I want to watch just for that because I want to see what the Philly situation is there.
Hey, guess what? Coors Light Super Crosstalk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. That sounds good.
Coors Light sounds great right now, doesn't it?
Yeah,
refreshing, cold.
Straight when I get home, though.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, but not on the drive home.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got a lot of traffic.
On the other side, we will tell you where USC landed in the college football playoff rankings. All right.
Sounds good. All right. John Ireland is off. I'm in with Clinton Gates tomorrow, I think. Sounds right. Yep. Cappy's here. I almost forgot what you look like.
Good looking, right?
Yeah. Okay, you know. Yeah.
Laura's like, break.
George is wherever he is.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Boom, bing, 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 ding, da, da, do, be, da, 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 do, da, 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 do,
be, ding, boom, bum,
be, ba, da, bop, ding, da, da, do, be, ba, da, di, good, di, 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 ka, doom, ba, da, bop, be, di, be, be, ka, doom. Dude, I'm in studio today and you're nowhere to be found.
I was there yesterday and you were nowhere to be found.
Today's supposed to be live imaging Tuesday, but it's not.
Yeah, but it's Thanksgiving week, bro.
I know, but it's taped imaging Tuesday. So normally it's lit, but because it's taped imaging Tuesday, doesn't that make today?
Don't do it.
Please don't. You're looking at me. I'm like, no, don't do it. No.
I mean, I'm just saying, if it's live imaging Tuesday versus taped imaging Tuesday, it's lit versus
Yeah, no, we're not doing it.
Okay.
People can do it on their own in their car.
All right. Everybody get that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. George, you said at the end of Super Crosstalk that you were going to fill us in on the USC situation. So let's
USC.
Have it. Yeah.
USC.
USC.
Is at number six this week.
Mm-hmm.
They're inching closer. They went from Bull seven bleep. To six. 7-6. LSU is ahead of them. The same four are there. TCU, Ohio State. What's the other? Who am I missing? Oh,
Michigan.
Georgia, obviously. Yeah. And you got LSU at numero cinco.
Great. Excellent. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Because it all works itself out. You have Georgia at number one. You have LSU at number five. You've got Michigan and Ohio State at 2 and 3.
Right, they would face each other at
right.
the moment.
So Michigan and Ohio State are going to play.
Yeah, but,
no, no, but I'm saying they're going to play in the regular season. This is all
right, but they're
going to
knock
out.
Each other out, right? LSU still has the SEC championship game, right, if I recall correctly?
Which would be likely against Georgia. Now, I don't know if they're 100% qualified today. I haven't been paying as much attention to the SEC. But still.
No, you, no, it, yeah. So they have Texas A&M this week. They still have, right, Texas A&M, and they're playing Georgia in the SEC championship game.
Okay, right. So Georgia and LSU play each other.
Right, but LSU, I mean, LSU. Right now, I mean, Texas A&M has had a terrible season, but they were supposed to be a good team. They're 4-7. LSU should win that game, but, you know, I mean, Texas A&M actually has talent. Like, I can't sit here and say, despite it being a 4-7 team, that LSU can't lose that game.
No, of course. I mean, we saw what happened when a sub-500 team like Arizona came in and beat UCLA.
Correct.
So it can absolutely happen. But let's just say for a second, let's play this out. Let's say Georgia does what they're supposed to do and they continue on as one and LSU wins and then they eventually meet in the SEC championship game.
Right.
If
LSU loses, then they're out.
They're gone. But before that even happens, Ohio State and Michigan, one of those two teams is likely going to knock the other one out. You don't think that if Michigan beats Ohio State, Michigan and Ohio State are both going to be in the playoff?
Oh, no, they're both in.
Oh, I don't think so.
Oh, I
think
I do.
If Ohio State loses,
they're
going to
be
in. Yeah.
Well, but does it go the other way? I'm not sure that it does. If Ohio State beats Michigan,
right.
Michigan's
loses,
out.
Right. I think that it's there's much more of a chance. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know. If it's a close game, like if it's like a 3-point game and, you know, on a last second field goal, Michigan could absolutely still be there.
I would think this. Here, I'm going to play this out for everybody.
Because then Michigan's worst only loss will have been to the second best team in the country, whereas USC's loss would have been to like the 14th or 15th best team in the country.
Yeah. So, and then as I recall, the loss against Utah was like a 1 or a 2-point loss, right?
It was a 1-point loss.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I think Georgia will meet LSU and Georgia will win, knock out LSU. Ohio State will beat Michigan, knock out Michigan. And somehow, some way, and this presumes, of course, that that USC will take care of business this weekend against Notre Dame. Then USC will get Oregon in the championship game.
Not an easy game either.
No, and also not a guarantee that Oregon is there. USC needs Oregon in that Pac-12 championship game.
Yes.
And they need to win that game, obviously. So
yes.
I just think I just came up with a whole bunch of scenarios. USC beats Oregon.
Yeah.
Georgia beats LSU.
Yeah.
Ohio State beats Michigan.
Yeah.
And TCU just sort of hangs around.
Well, TCU, I mean, as long as they're good and they keep winning, like, I think they have the Big 12 championship, if I recall correctly. Or is there not a I'm trying to remember. Did they finally have a championship game there? I think they don't anymore. Because, right, when they lost. Right. They actually, they don't believe they have a Big 12 championship anymore.
Here's
be wrong.
Here's the deal. For TCU, they've got a game coming up this weekend against Iowa State.
Oh, no, they do have a Big 12 championship.
Right. And then and then on December 3rd, there is a championship of that conference.
Iowa State loses, another disappointing team, by the way. Another one of these 4-7 teams that was supposed to be good.
Yeah. But if TCU trips up along the way, they're done. They're toast.
Oh, they're definitely out if they trip up.
Yeah, because I couldn't.
By the way,
how
is Notre Dame at 8-3 the 13th best team in the country?
Good question.
I mean, that's the most Notre Dame thing ever.
Well, that's what happens. I mean, they're the popular brand. They're what's good for college football, or so college football thinks.
I don't know, that stuff drives me nuts.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm like as big a Notre Dame hater as there is. Now, you know, by the way, that Notre Dame, when you ask that question about them being 8-3, their losses are against Stanford.
Right.
Marshall.
Yeah.
Now, losing to Ohio State.
Now, here's
one,
what they're
going to
say. They're going to say, well, we lost our quarterback and beep, 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 beep.
Wait. The last part of what they're going to say?
Beep, 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 beep. We lost our quarterback. Bad luck of the Irish.
I feel like the backup quarterback's been better than the guy who was the starter.
Well, I mean, the kid was like a sophomore or something. Yeah, so
but here's the thing. USC loves the fact that Notre Dame comes in ranked where they are right now.
Oh, no, for USC, it's great. Yeah, I'm just curious as to why they're the 13th best team in the country.
I don't know, man. Their wins, this is after they lost to, Stanford. This is who they've beaten, Notre Dame.
Yeah.
They beat UNLV.
Yeah.
They beat Syracuse.
Yeah.
Their big win of the year was Clemson when they were number 4.
Right. That's a good win.
They squeaked by Navy.
They did. And then they smashed Boston College.
Yep, 44-0. By the way, this is all off the top of my head, just so everybody knows.
No, it's not.
This
you
is
are
all
absolutely
completely
looking at
right off the top of my head. Everything I'm saying is committed to memory.
Right.
I'm that kind of a college football savant, just so you know.
No, you're not.
All right. Maybe I'm looking this all up as we speak.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not saying for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway. But yeah, I think USC's got a shot, and that's all you want at this point. Like, you just want a shot.
Well, they went from where they were last year, getting ham slammed by freaking UCLA, and now they're on the verge of possibly getting into the playoff with a new coach, a new quarterback, and a new star wide receiver.
Well, not just a new quarterback, the best quarterback in the country.
No, the best quarterback, as you said yesterday, you've ever laid your eyes on.
At that level, yeah, no question.
All right. Well, there you have it.
I would say that
high praise.
Maybe Andrew Luck is close, but he's just so much more athletic that, and to me, equally as good a passer that I put him ahead of him.
Well, I mean, listen, you are a very well respected scout in this industry.
I am,
and listen, I mean, it's kind of the way I scout out basketball. You know, people really take to what I have to say about these kinds of things.
Yeah, I've also seen him play multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in person. So I have technically scouted him.
I mean, you know, you were like 5 million feet away from the guy. I mean, the press box to the field is like, you know.
Nah, I was also down on the field watching him throw.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Pre-game, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Spinning it.
Take notes?
Spinning it.
Nice.
All up here, buddy.
Oh, really? No all film study? You didn't like, take shots with your camera so you could take him home and put him on your computer and like analyze his motion?
All in the dome.
Really? Does he get his hips through the ball nicely? Do you know?
Oh, man.
I'm
sure.
Yeah,
he did. By the way, you know who did not get his hips through the ball nicely in this last game that did was Bo Nix because he was dealing with a leg injury.
Oh, really? So no good hip action, huh?
Not that game. He's generally a pretty good hip, you know.
Hip guy.
Loose hips.
He's hip,
you know?
Huh?
Yeah,
kind of like
his hip in it.
Kind of like my tight hips at our twerk off, which was a little embarrassing.
Puts his hands up on his hip. He dips, you dip.
I understand. In a big way, I do.
Yeah. So, USC in the thick of things. And look, there's just a lot. There's still a long way to go. People should be excited, no question about it. But there's still a long way to figure this out, in my opinion. So
I got Hey King this morning from somebody who wanted USC Notre Dame tickets.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, I mean, it was, you know.
Well, you could get them, but why would that? I mean, are you going to give them to that person?
I mean, this guy, I was a little surprised at first, you know.
Why would you be surprised?
Just that he hit King
on
this.
By the way.
Yeah,
yeah.
Are you going to get him parking too, Cappy?
No, parking. I'm not taking the extra step. No,
just checking.
So are you going to get the tickets for them?
It's possible.
Mm.
Who is this person?
Bad Bunny.
Mm.
Yeah, right.
Bad Bunny needed USC tickets.
Mm-hmm.
He called me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But couldn't get Laura tickets.
Well, now that I'm tight with Bad Bunny, assuming that I come
What's
through
Bad
on these
Bunny
tickets.
Theme?
Bad.
Let's go to break, man.
Right? I mean, right?
I would give you $100 if you don't Google it, and you could give me his name.
Can't do it.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
Benito.
Well, yeah, I was going to give him a hint, but
whatever.
It's Benito.
He would have
Benito,
never
Antonio, Martinez, Ocasio.
Or Bad Bunny, as those of us who are close to him now.
Right there, yeah.
Sure.
He needs them USC ticks.
Yeah. That's the way, I like it. It,
That's the way,
Come on, Cappy, this is like your kind of deal.
Dude, I love this song. I've seen Casey and the Sunshine Band a couple times. You know, you catch them at a fair. That's where you catch Casey and the Sunshine Band nowadays.
You know what this song reminds me of? Carlito's Way.
Okay.
Carlito. You ever seen that movie?
I have.
Yeah.
Is it better to be respected or feared?
Is that Benny Blanco from the Bronx that you just
kinda
pulled out of your...
Kind of, yeah. It's like the one line I know from the movie.
Is he played by Joe Pesci?
No.
Oh,
no, he's played
like
by John Leguizamo.
Is it better to be respected or feared?
That's definitely Joe Pesci.
Hell no.
Well, it wasn't either, to be honest with you. But, I knew the line, so I knew it was John Leguizamo. I'm Benny Blanco from the Bronx.
I just realized I spilled lunch all over my pants. It's a bad feeling.
What?
Yeah.
What'd you spill?
Tacos.
Mmm.
I had these delicious freaking tacos today, man. Like, was
not
expecting these tacos to be as fire as they were, but I was at this place over in Brentwood called Thunderbird Sports Bar. I thought I was going into a place where it's like, you know, chicken fingers,
right.
And they had these fire ass like gourmet tacos, and I chowed on two of them, and I was with these two other guys, and they're like, hey, we got to go, we got to get to this meeting. I'm like, all right, see ya, and I. Like, they paid and we left, and I was like, I want like six more of these things. But I just looked down on my pants. Half these tacos are all over my pants.
What? I mean, you don't put like a napkin on your lap?
I did. I think I put it on my right leg, not on my left leg. And I do remember a point where like taco juice started flying out of my taco, and now it's all over my pants.
Amateur.
Anybody seen Beto Duran? I've sent a tweet to Beto Duran saying, where are we having tacos tonight?
No, bro, it's Thanksgiving week. He's busy.
Yeah. I know. Plus, tonight, after the show, got to get in front of a TV to see this
Laker
game.
Now, let me ask you a question real quick.
Yeah.
If you're looking for action, is it because Rachel's unavailable today?
Oh, no. No, she's available. It's just that, you know, when we get off the air...
He has an extra 90 minutes built in because we're off early.
Yep.
Because of the Lakers game.
Well, that's true, but here's the thing, Lindsay Baseball... Or should I call you Lindsay Basketball today? Let me tell you something. George and I tonight, after we get done with the game, we've got another edition of Sedano and Recap. Is that going live tonight on YouTube, George?
Yeah, after the game.
Right. So I got to get done with the show, and then I got to battle the traffic, and I got to get home. I figure I'll be home in time for the second half. George, I would like to see the Lakers tonight actually win a game against a team where people would say, oh, that's a really good win. They've won four in a row. That's a good team they just beat. These three games, yeah, okay, it was nice. It's good to get a winning streak. It's good to like dig out a little bit, but nobody's impressed with who they've beaten. A win like tonight against Phoenix, regardless of who's available for Phoenix or who's hurt, still, it'd be a good win on the road in Phoenix.
Yeah, a road win is good, especially, and look, as long as like Devin Booker plays, and DeAndre Ayton plays, I feel like they're still formidable. You know, Mikal Bridges, those guys.
Right. No Chris Paul tonight. He's already ruled
out.
No,
but he's been out for a while.
Right. So it doesn't matter to me if Chris Paul's playing or he's not playing. You just got to go win this game, which would be a wonderful thing to see.
Yeah. We're going to see how legit this run has been, because tonight is a good test of that.
We're going to see if the cheat code can keep on cheating.
Yeah, I mean, he should be able to eat against them, because it's not like Ayton is like this great defensive player. Cam Johnson, who's their other kind of like power forward type guy who could at least is a big body, not that he could stop Anthony Davis, is also unavailable. He's out due to injury. So, yeah, like, I mean, I think that AD should dominate. Now, to me, it's more about what those other guys can do.
Yeah, I mean, I like what I've seen in these three games, obviously, because they're winning games. But I also understand that the opponents are either tanking or they're terrible or whatever. And Anthony Davis has been a beast over the last three games. I think he got to continue to be that guy.
Well, it's funny because that you say that, because I saw even our guy Richard Jefferson today, who's been a big Anthony Davis critic. He said, you know, he's called them a top five talent, but not a top five player or whatever. And he said today, look, I'm going to give him his flowers. These last three games, he's been balling out. And my thing is like, yeah, that's what we expect every night. It's what I said three games ago. Like, yo, it's your time. Let's go, bro. And we need 35 and 15 every night right now. And by the way, even when LeBron comes back, we need 35 and 15 every night from you. That's what I would be saying to him if I were Darvin Ham, if I were his teammates. Give me that every night. You need to be the centerpiece of this offense. And by the way, the centerpiece of the defense, for that matter, too.
I'm not going to give him his flowers. I'm not going to do it. No flowers for you.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I've not adopted that phrase, and I have fought off that phrase.
Why is that?
I don't like it.
You're also kind of like curmudgeonly with some of this stuff.
I don't like it. What's not to like
about giving somebody flowers?
I don't get it. Like, hey, he's played really well for the last three games. I got to give him his flowers. Like, no, you just talk about how good he's played. Does he need a bouquet of flowers? Do I stop by the grocery store and pick them up? Do I go with the cheaper flowers, the more expensive flowers, the Ecuadorian roses, or do I cheap out and get the short stems? These are real problems, George. Real problems. So I've avoided giving flowers as a compliment for a player.
It's just a way of showing compliment or respect to the person. That's all it is. That's what it means, right?
I mean, I've been able to figure out what it's supposed to mean. Just choosing not to use that phrase.
Okay, well then don't. What would you prefer to do?
Well, I'll tell you what I won't give them. Besides flowers, I don't give people kudos either.
Well, kudos is like something you would have said in like 1976.
I don't say it. Never did say it. Hey, okay. I'm going to give him his kudos. No. No kudos. No flowers.
How about
flowers.
Props?
Props is good. Props is very good.
Okay.
Nice alternative.
All right.
Kudos, bro.
Flowers, sis.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to give him his flowers. That's it.
Props
it's
to you.
It's all good.
Yeah.
What do you have against flowers?
I love flowers.
No, clearly you don't.
No, I do.
I think you're anti-flower.
No, I'm pro-flower.
As a matter of fact, you're so anti-flower, you go like when you eat like a cake, it's flourless.
I like a flourless cake, as a matter of fact.
As a side, I had one the other day, too dry.
Oh, really? A little too dry for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it has to be nice and
too
moist.
Too dry. Usually they're the opposite of that without flour.
Good and moist.
No, flourless.
Cappy, what kind of, I know that's what I'm saying, the flourless ones are usually soggy.
Almost too thick. Usually.
Yeah, yeah.
This was too flaky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not moist enough for you, huh, George?
By the way, Ben Simmons looking good if Ramona's listening right now on her drive home.
I don't have the game on in the studio yet.
Yeah.
I don't have it on yet.
Good luck someone trying to figure
that
out.
Oh, forget about it.
We'll figure it out, Kepi.
It's TNT.
Forget about it. I got TMZ on. That's what I have on in the studio. That's what I have on in the studio. I got TMZ.
Up your alley, bro.
Yeah.
It is up your alley. That's true. Would you give them their flowers?
No flowers for them either.
Kudos?
No kudos, but props.
Okay. Perhaps
props,
some
props I give. I give props. Yeah. I do give props.
All right. Well, let's see what AD's got today. All right. Let's see what AD's got. All right. Look, coming up next, there's a real, forget about the record and how bad the season is. Mm-hmm. There's a real potential issue here with the Rams that has ramifications that go deeper than this awful season that they are playing.
I see what you did there. I see what you did. The Rams have issues and there could be ramifications. Very
correct.
Nice.
Correct. Yes. Yeah.
Very nice.
You're welcome.
Don't forget your boy Slee stopping by too.
Oh yeah. And Slee Stack.
Right.
We get that. Slee on the spot is coming up next. So we'll talk more Lakers with him. We'll get to the Rams stuff. Hit and run. Ba-da-bop. Straight up now, tell me if you want to be you.
Is this new?
Together. Oh, oh, oh.
So new.
Is this new stuff
just
right here?
Been fun.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. It's 1989 or something, or 87. All right. Like that.
Not new.
New for you, I guess.
You were like in high school.
Yeah.
Maybe college.
I can't believe tonight after this Lakers game, George and I are going to do a YouTube post-game. We call it Sedano and Recap. Yeah. I just had one of our sales guys stop into the studio, and he was like, marketing consultant, might be. And he said to me, he goes, hey, you want to go to the Kings game with me tonight? I got a ticket for you.
Yeah, against the Rangers.
And I'm like, I would love to go to the Kings game. We were just talking about going to Kings games. I'd love to go. Can't. Why not? Got to do Sedano and Recap tonight.
You committed to that, bro.
Mm-hmm. It's a good game, though. Thanks for the, it's good. It's a good game. We should go, Cappy.
I know. I'm down. I'm D.
So you're skipping Sedano and Recap?
No, I'm actually committed to it, to George's point. I'm a commitment kind of guy. you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm committed to the project tonight. But this is it, man, for me. This is it. We got to find somebody else who can do this. We got to find Beto Duran or somebody.
You mean someone else to do Sedano and recap?
Yes, sir.
Wasn't it your idea?
No, it was George's idea.
No, it wasn't, actually. It was like me and Tommy's, I believe, together. But
shout out to you, Tommy.
Shouts out to you, Tommy.
Maybe you guys should like loop in Alan Slee, you know? Maybe she...
Well, Slee's busy. He's got his own postgame.
I know.
Sedano and Reese Slee.
Slee.
It works.
You see, this guy's bailing on me already.
I mean, Cap, listen. Even if you go to the first two quarters of the Kings game.
Whoa, and excuse then me. Hold get on. At it.
Periods.
Hold on.
Periods.
Yeah,
in
first two periods.
First two
of the
periods.
Kings
first
game.
Two periods. That's yeah. right. That's yeah. right. Go to that, and then final period, get out of there, and I'll text you what happened during the game.
You know, it's funny you say that. I actually did think to myself, maybe I'll stay, and then after the game, I'll do Sedano and recap from here in the studio. You know? Maybe I would do that. But I really want to go get tacos. Open. Now I want to go get tacos. I had two tacos at lunch. I needed like 12 tacos. I only had two. But I need tacos. That's what's
well,
next for me.
This is actually of the games that we've seen so far from the Lakers. I don't know what's going to happen, but there's actually a little bit of anticipation of this one. So if there's a game to do your, you know, Sedano and recap, do it tonight. This actually might be an interesting one.
Does this compete directly with the Slee post game?
I mean, it's on digital. It's not really.
Yeah, we're just doing audio over here. You guys are doing video over there. Okay. We're serving everybody.
I like that.
And the thing is our thing is like 5 minutes. You know what I mean? Like Slee gives you the in-depth. We're just going bang, 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 boom, you know?
Bang, 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 boom?
Yeah.
I thought it was just bang, bang, bang. I didn't know we did a boom at the end.
Yeah, there's got to be a boom, a grand finale.
Got it. Understood. Yeah. Hey, Slee, I'm with you. I'm with you on the anticipation. George, I think you and I just talking about, is Anthony Davis going to be who he's been the last three games, and can the Lakers beat a credible opponent? I'm with you, Slee. I'm excited for this game tonight.
So I've been saying this the last couple days, and I don't want to take anything away because three wins in a row for a team that only had two wins on the season. Remember, they were 2-10, so three wins in a row. Lakers need every W that they can get. But I do think there are some details and there's some context to who they beat, who's been in, who's been out. Again, take the W's because you need them. But this is the Phoenix Suns. The Phoenix Suns got to the NBA Finals 2 years ago. I know last year they crumbled in Game 7, should have been playing the Golden State Warriors in the Western Conference Finals. But they're a good team. Devin Booker is a real deal player in the NBA. I'm a big fan of Monty Williams as a coach. They have depth. I know they got some key pieces missing as well, but they haven't really slowed down. So they've been winning, with or without Chris Paul, and they're going to be a tough opponent. So I'm looking forward to this because I want to see if there's something real happening with the Lakers, or was it just the opponents? And I think we'll find out tonight after they play the Suns.
I'll tell you this: I've had them now three times this season. Okay, and they're on like a mission, dude. Like they're like so mad. They feel like they gave up an opportunity last season. Well, now two seasons in a row to win a championship. Remember, they had a lead against Milwaukee, right? 2 years ago. And then they had that insane, awful Game 7 against the Dallas Mavericks at home. And they seem to be as focused a team early on in the season as any I've seen yet to this point. So that's why, regardless of whether Chris Paul and Cam Johnson are there, and they're not, I do think that the Suns are a really good measuring stick as to what the Lakers can do, considering they're on a three-game win streak.
And I think it's a good, it's nice to have barometers like this. If you guys go look at their schedule, Lakers, 16 of their next 22 games are on the road. So they're going to have plenty of these over the stretch. So it's not like, I think the Suns game is one barometer, and then next week Indiana's playing decent basketball. The Blazers are, somehow in that kind of top upper echelon of the Western Conference. They're going to have tests before they go out on the road, that East Coast road trip. But it's just because these three games, something happened that hasn't happened to the Lakers in a long time. You have a winning streak. You blew out a team where you had a 34-point lead against the San Antonio Spurs. Anthony Davis is putting up Shaq-like numbers, right? And I'm not telling you that he's Shaq. I'm just telling you that some of those numbers represent, it makes you think of Giannis and Embiid and Jokic and some of these other big men in the NBA. So we haven't really seen that, and we got them all back to back to back. So that's why I think this game against the Suns will tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, but George, you said it earlier about how, you know, you don't want to just see what Anthony Davis brings tonight. It's about these other guys too.
Yeah.
And I'm with you. I feel like the other guys, the OGs, if you will, I don't know if you guys will go with that or not, but the other guys, they're gaining confidence, I think, through these three games. And again, everybody wants AD to be the focal point, but if you're a young guy and it's your first year on the team and there's LeBron James, like, I'm starstruck. And so these guys, I feel like, have deferred, but with LeBron chilling, these guys can, I feel like they can expand their roles. So I'm also, come on, Lonnie Walker is becoming my favorite guy on this team. Come on, Lonnie Walker. Let's have some monster dunks tonight. What do you think of that, George?
Okay.
What do I think of that?
Yeah, what do you think?
He's capable of having monster dunks, sure. Go ahead, Slee, you go.
I was going to say, I think there's something about, I think the game is kind of simplified right now for the Lakers because it's so obvious who the best player is on the floor for the Lakers every single night. Everybody's just kind of falling into their role. And I think the AD piece of it, it's, okay, yep, Anthony Davis, that's the dude. Make sure he touches the ball. Make sure you're taking care of him. And then we'll get whatever we need to get after that. Austin Reeves, Lonnie Walker, this two games in a row, they had six guys in double figures against the Pistons. They had seven guys in double figures against the Spurs. For getting an opportunity to do the postgame shows, I don't say that very often. There's not many games where you can say, wow, look up and down. Look at their bench. I think against the Pistons, they had 45 bench points. I'm not telling you that's there every night, but I think you guys are right that even if AD gets his 30 and 15, you're not hanging with the Suns unless everybody else is you know, obviously contributing, and that is a key piece to tonight's game as well.
Yeah, listen, and by the way, like, the Lakers need to get wins wherever they can, okay? Like, I mean, you know, Phoenix may be a tall task, but you got to win these next two against San Antonio in San Antonio. Like, to me, those are must wins. The team is tanking. The team clearly doesn't care about wanting to win this season. They're trying to develop young guys and lose games to get Wembanyama or Scoot. Preferably Wembanyama, I'm sure. So, like, there are going to be some teams here dealing with injuries or that are going to start figuring out the tanking thing. It's going to give the Lakers a chance only if they help themselves, though, Slee. Only if they get those wins. Because here's the thing. I know that Golden State has struggled a little bit out of the gate, but they're still, you know, got eight wins as opposed to the Lakers' five wins. And the Clippers, who started off not so hot, already have 11 wins, and they're tied for first place in the division. And they're near the top of the Western Conference standings. So if you're the Lakers, you can't let any of these games against teams that you consider, and tonight's not one of them, but I'm looking ahead here, any of these teams that are either tanking or will be tanking or even have a whiff of tanking.
Well, and there's, you know, I'll use these next three. So it's a three-game road trip, right? And if they came back winning two of three, they won the two in San Antonio, but they lost this one against the Suns, then I think you'd walk away and say, okay, take that. Let's just kind of keep building off of that. That means they would have won, what would that be, five of six if you take these three that they just won. Mm-hmm. And I think this game against the Suns tonight, listen, I'd be surprised if they won the game. But that doesn't mean that they can't hang. That doesn't mean that in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes left, it can't be a game. What you don't want to see is you don't want to see them take a step backwards. You don't want them to go, they won these three games in a row, but
then
they get
blown out by 30. Yeah.
Exactly. They lose by 20, and it's not a game or whatever the case is. And AD has a 23-9 game that doesn't complement what he's done these last three games. So. And that's not me trying to say there's a moral victory if you do lose, but Phoenix is a good team. So it's not like it's a walk in the park tonight.
All right, Slee, we got to go, but give us the Slee Thanksgiving rundown. What do you got going on later this week?
So work tomorrow, and then I think Beto and I tomorrow doing Travis and Slee show, so looking forward to that. And then drive down to San Diego. I'm going to wait till Thursday morning. I'm going to hit the road early. Just I don't want to deal with any of that traffic. And then we got Laker games Friday and Saturday.
There you go, pal.
Busy boy.
All right. Well, have a good broadcast tonight. Good job on Slee on the spot, as you always do. And you know, Cappy, if you decide to go to the hockey, you know, just text Slee. He's got you. He's got
you. Yeah, Slee, I'll send you the 3 points that George comes up with. You write me a couple of answers, and I'll just say whatever you say.
I'll bullet point it for you, all right? It'll all be bullet pointed. It'd be text form right there. Fellas, appreciate you guys having me on. Have a good Thanksgiving, okay?
Much love to Slee.
All right, pal. You too. All right, there he is, Slee on the spot. All right, coming up next, Cappy, we got to get to this Rams thing before we turn it over to Slee, because this thing is bad. Like, and I think it's worse than what people think it is, just because the season has been bad.